In Fisher versus Texas, the key argument for affirmative action lies in the notion that a diverse campus benefits everyone. NPR's Andrea Hsu went to the University of Texas at Austin this week to see how those ideals shape up in real life.
In the Gregory Gymnasium, it's intramural volleyball on four courts. No uniforms, but there is a unifying look of many of the teams. Take this court. On one side, all Hispanics. On the other, mostly white. Turns out it's a matchup of the Hispanic Student Association and the SAC Squatches, a team of students who work at the SAC, the Student Activity Center. As Allison Killian, a sophomore, explains, anyone can form a team.
So it's a really good opportunity, I think, for people of different races and different backgrounds to get together and kind of come together for one sport. We're actually interacting with each other through athletics, so I think it's a really great opportunity for that.
For Thomas Pena, a freshman, it's something of a first. In his time at the University of Texas, his interactions with people who aren't Hispanic have been limited.
I've talked to a few, but I haven't branched out completely yet.
Karina Ramos understands feeling isolated on this campus of 52,000 students.
I mean, it's a big campus, so like you need to connect with like somebody like you pretty much. It's really helpful.
Now a sophomore, Ramos has found a niche, dance. She's learning about African-American history through dance. And in a class of white, black, and Hispanic students, she's learning about differences.
You understand them better. Like, you understand what they do better, or why we don't really connect as much, and, like, you can change that.
Karina Ramos and the two others we heard from all went to high school with people who overwhelmingly look like them. At UT, not so much. White students make up almost 50% of the student body, Hispanics, 18%, Asians, 15%, African Americans, 4.5%.
I never was one of those people who was like, oh, I'm definitely just going to hang out with the black people. I don't fit in with other people.
I find Ashley Reed in the Malcolm X Lounge on campus. She's been at a meeting of the Texas Gospel Fellowship, a predominantly African-American group. Reed was born in Texas to a military family, grew up all over the place, and now is a freshman studying radio, television, and film. One day, students were examining different genres of music videos.
And so we're watching videos like Madonna's Material Girl, and then R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion, which was like the experimental video. And then we get to the documentary video, which is Snoop Dogg's Nothing But a G Thing. And like, I'm the only black person in that class of like 15. And I'm like, ooh, awkward.
Now, Ashley Reed loves UT. But a shortcoming of the school, she says, is that communities of color stick to themselves.
Mostly like the black people hang out with other black people, and Asian people hang out with other Asian people.
White frat guys are like with white frat guys.
This is Jason Watt, an officer with the Asian American Culture Committee. Though the group's events are open to all students, they've been disappointed that turnout among non-Asians isn't higher. They dream of bringing in Jeremy Lin now that he's playing basketball for the Houston Rockets. They believe there are still many stereotypes yet to be broken.
People still think all Asians get good grades.
That's so not true.
Vicky Nguyen never really had Asian friends growing up in San Antonio. Her high school was predominantly black and Hispanic. It was only after getting to UT that she started hanging out with Asians. Now she says she misses the loud, outgoing, slang-slinging person she was back home.
Everyone always says when you come to college, you change. Like, you can totally reinvent yourself. And I think that's something that I tried to do, and I kind of just want to revert back to how I was.
So this year, she's joined a few other student groups in hopes of building a more diverse group of friends. Students I spoke with here paint a picture of a campus that has its share of racial tensions, but also where people are hungry for more genuine interactions in the classroom and in every area of campus life. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Austin.